Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, my friends, and welcome to the last Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. Said no one whatsoever. And we've got a busy podcast coming up. Of course, it begins with a busy night in the Europa League, and your calls on the night. Of course, Manchester United ease into the next round, beating Club Brugge, or whatever they can. No one really cares. They're not in the competition, so couldn't give a monkeys. And of course, on the night, Arsenal go out the competition. Oh dear. Anyway, you lot had your say on both of those games on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. And if you think, oh yeah, that didn't happen, Goldstein, you liar. Well, it did happen. Listen.
Right. We keep winning trophies.
Well, you won't. You haven't for ages. When was the last
season? Come
Hold on, let's go. Is there a goal?
Come on.
Is there a goal? It's a goal in
There's
the
end. There's a goal! Yeah! Arsenal are going out!
Moose!
Please be onside!
Arsenal!
Please be onside!
Olympiacos 2, and Olympiacos are going to go through now on the away goals rule because El Arabi is the man that stabbed it home. The Arsenal players are on their knees. Aubameyang is on his back.
Until that owner leaves our club, we are never, ever going to progress. Do you know how much money he spent on his own personal ventures? He spent $500 million on a ranch, on one ranch, then $2.6 billion
on lovely ranch, though. It's a lovely ranch.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, mate. I'm sure it is. But it's not doing me any good at all, or any Arsenal fan. You could go and get any best quality manager, go and get some decent players. What are we doing? Europa League was our only chance.
Hassan,
now.
I'm sorry, mate. I hear what you're saying, but this Arsenal side should be beating Olympiacos at home, shouldn't they?
Yeah, but we're a team.
You know, with minutes to go, you shouldn't be conceding a goal.
No, but we're a team in transition. We're a team in transition. It's going to happen. We can't just, you know, for me, if I was the owner of a football club, Jason, you've been a professional football player, this is an opportunity for our club to really turn things around, get the fans back on side, promote ourselves commercially as well. This was the competition because, you know, fourth and fifth ain't guaranteed, but this is a cup competition that we should be. We should be knocking teams out like Olympiacos. So this is a proper opportunity for us to go and do things. When the January window came, what did we do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Until that owner doesn't leave this club, we're never going to go forward, ever. How can you justify spending all that money on a stadium that you've bought for $2.6 billion and then £500 million ranch, and you're not able to spend, what, £200-300 million on players? We're a massive club internationally, in Asia and everything. Right. How can we not afford to attract players? This was our opportunity. Get in the Champions League, win this cup, do the best you can, attract the best players, keep Aubameyang. No, nothing. It's the same thing all over again. It's not Arteta's fault. We've got some great players there, but we need to strengthen that
Hassan,
team.
Hassan. It's Groundhog Day, mate. Come
yeah,
on.
I know,
do you know what, Hassan? Hassan. What you've just said right now, okay, you could have said 10 years ago, mate. Mm. 8 years ago. No, Jordan, we've got a little bit of history this Jordan, week. Jordan.
You're in the studio. No, fellow no. TalkSport presenter and Arsenal fan.
That for me is more embarrassing.
Oh, Josh!
I thought we were mates.
Josh, that's terrible,
Josh,
mate.
Brutal from Josh.
Josh, let him speak. That's horrible.
Josh,
his team
should
have a bit of respect.
Josh, he's just lost.
His team's just been beaten.
Don't do it again, all right? Don't.
You have our word, it won't happen again. Go on, Jordan.
That for me is not.
Oh, my God!
No one.
Josh, I'm telling you now, have a bit of respect. Have a bit of respect. All right, promise me, Josh.
Josh, Okay. Three times is
giving him thumbs.
But twice is enough.
Okay, Jordan, you have my word and Jason's word. Off you go. What do you want to say about
that? That, for me, is a more embarrassing result than the Celtic one. Really. It is. You know what?
Come on. He's gone.
Jordan, come back. We love you. He's gone.
Much like his team. He's out. He's gone home. He's walking out. He's walking out. He's gone home. Time now to head over to the award-winning show on the award-winning network. This is Jim White's show alongside Natalie Sawyer. Glenn Johnson was on the show saying that Gabriel Jesus, again, no one really knows, dived to get Sergio Ramos sent off.
I do think he likes the spotlight being on him, for sure. And he likes that sort of swagger that he feels like he's above the law, he can do what he likes. I definitely think he's got that personality. But to be fair, should he have been sent off yesterday? I don't think he should have. Because I think the players waited for him and dived, but obviously he has to get sent off because the refs give the free kick. Because it's not in his interest there to make a foul.
Now, of course, there was no Alan Brazil on the Alan Brazil Breakfast Show. In fact, it was Laura Woods who was doing her best Alan Brazil impression. That would mean, of course, drinking about 80 pints of beer a day and having as much as she could eat from the all-you-can-eat buffet, which I'm guessing she did neither of. Anyway, what she did do brilliantly was sat in the hot seat, and alongside her was Ali McCoist. And they had Neil Warnock on, talking about Ramos again and his red card.
What a great, Gina, to get two away goals as well. It's and the bonus of Ramos getting sent off. He obviously didn't fancy coming over, did he?
I think he didn't
fancy the trip, did he?
I tell you right now, that's the 26th time he's been red carded, Neil, which I think that's difficult to achieve that.
Well, I just think he's one of them players you get it now and then as a manager where they don't give a damn, really. You know, if they get a booking, a second booking or a red card, they're not really bothered. It's one of them things, and you can't dote about it. I mean, he is a good player, but...
Did you ever have players like that? Have you managed a player like that in your career where their discipline is so terrible? What can you do about it?
Not a lot. I used to have one player, and I noticed for a couple of years, he used to have Christmas off. And it was only when I realised about the bookings, he always timed the bookings to make sure he was suspended for Christmas.
You've got to name names.
No, you can't do that.
We were talking about Neymar.
You've got a long time to look back through my career, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. We were talking about Neymar yesterday because he always, around this time of year, it's Carnival and it's his sister's birthday, and he's always injured or he's picked up too many bookings or something like that. He's suspended every single year, he does it.
If I had Neymar, I'd let him do what he wanted. He could go off to his sister's wedding and whatever, or birthday or what have you.
Now, on kickoff, they had a bit of a legend in the studio. Sir Les was in. Sir Les Ferdinand. Can you believe it? Sir Les was in the studio. How about that? He was talking about that infamous Keegan rant. Now, I haven't heard this, but I would... No, I'm not even going to. I'm better than that. I really am.
When you do that with footballers, like he said about Leeds, and when you do things like that about a man like Stuart Pearce, I've kept really quiet, but I'll tell you something. He went down in my estimation when he said that. We have not resorted to that, but I'll tell you, you can tell him now, if you're watching it, we're still fighting for this title, and he's got to go to Middlesbrough and get something. And I'll tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
Now, it was really funny because... We played Leeds and beaten Leeds at Elland Road, and we'd all jumped on the coach, and the communication on the coach wasn't as sophisticated as it is today, so we weren't able to watch Kevin Keegan's interview. So it wasn't till I got back home, I got back to the flat, and I was notoriously one of those that if I played in the evening, you know, I struggled to sleep at night. The adrenaline was still pumping through my body, so I'd stay up till late. So I was up in the front room, put the TV on, it was a rerun of the game, I watched the game, and then... You know, obviously he did his interview afterwards, and it was only then that I saw the interview, and I always remember picking up the phone and calling Warren Barton, who was already asleep, and I said, "Did you see that?" And he went, "Well, no, I didn't see anything in my sleep." But I said to him, you might want to put the TV on, so he put it on, and he saw it. And I suppose, like footballers, we giggled at it. The next day, everyone was in there saying, and when Keegan wasn't in earshot, we'd love it if you put that in the top corner, we'd love it. And so, you know, we all just thing, and the truth of the matter is, every supporter that goes and watches a game of football on a Saturday or a Tuesday, whatever day it is, they want to see a player wear his heart on his sleeves. That's all they ever talk about, the heart on the sleeve. And Kevin Keegan had that as a manager, and he wore his heart on his sleeve. And unfortunately, that was a sign of weakness as far as the press was concerned. You know, Alex Ferguson had won the mind games, and they can't like blame that, but the players didn't see it as anything, that's for sure.
Back now to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show without Alan Brazil. Ali McCoist was... Oh, hold on, before I do the link, where's that sick bowl? Just get that ready. Ali McCoist was saying that... Hold on, let's just put it there. Ali McCoist was saying that Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp have been a revelation... Excuse me. Have been a revelation. And right he was too.
What's not to love about Klopp? Dear me. Isn't it just... You'd watch him and listen to him, you know, and it's just brilliant. And Liverpool top brass deserve an enormous amount of credit, because this isn't an overnight success with Jurgen Klopp. I think it's, what, maybe his fifth year, obviously won the Champions League last year. But that said, he's been given time. He's been given financial backing. He knew the players he wanted, you know, the final pieces in the jigsaw, if you like. He waited for Van Dijk. He waited for the goalkeeper, Alisson. He got them. And this season, they've just been, you know, an absolute revelation.
On now to Drive Time, and the ginger fella with the loud shirts was alongside Darren Goff. And they were talking about the Premier League Hall of Fame. Who should be the first three Premier League Hall of Famers was the question. And here is the answer.
I've gone for three players. In reverse order, Wayne Rooney, all those titles, 16 seasons, pure.
It's going to be, basically, it's going to be people that have won over 10 titles this innit? Or something. Go
well,
on.
He won five titles.
Right, you got Rooney, go on.
Ryan Giggs.
Another one, yeah, that's it. So you're a Man United fan now?
I made it 13 titles. Did he win 12 or 13? I might be wrong there. You said 12, I said 13. I can't remember.
Oh, Giggs, 12, Giggs, didn't
he? Was it 12?
Don't know, it might have been 13. You might be right there.
You know, an original with the Premier League as well, so I've got no problem with that. You know my number one? David Beckham. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, it's gone for three Man United players. Oh, my word.
Hang on a minute. Man United, how dare I?
Oh, damn.
The most successful Premier League club.
So you think...
Why wouldn't you put the Man United players?
Yep, listen, I agree
the
with you.
The first three in.
When the Premier League first started in the 90s, Man United dominated. We all know that, right? So
yeah, and beyond that as well.
But Beckham, again, would be another player who's going to be up there. He's going to be in the top 10 or 12... possibly, with the first 12 to be inducted into this Hall of Fame. But the top three, Aid?
No, number one. David Beckham's my number one. Well, I'll tell you why. If you listen, he's
won... Oh, he married a Spice Girl.
Nothing to do with that.
Oh, right.
Six titles, the Premier League's iconic goal, and he did more to take the Premier League global than anybody else in the Premier League
by
ever.
Signing for Real Madrid?
No, to take the Premier League global. He made it global. He was one of those who did. Without him, would it have had that reach so quick? I'm not sure. If you think about late 80s and football and where it was at with hooliganism in the 80s and crowds
Beckham
being down,
Beckham didn't come in until 96. When did he come in? 95, 96? Premier League had been
Mid-90s.
Going 3 or 4 years since then.
Oh, a whole 3 or 4 years.
3 years.
So nobody
there were people
after
like
that,
Cantona before him.
Well, you're not telling me he'd be ahead of...
I'm just saying Cantona, if you want to say taking it global, though, what he did cost $1.2 million or something from Leeds. I mean, he's the one who everybody, Man United fans, would give the credit for, along with Sir Alex. Now, I said to you, off air, the first person I'd give it to is a manager. Sir Alex Ferguson should be the first inductee of this for me.
Yeah, but this is just players.
Yes,
but I agree
this is
with
where
you.
It's ridiculous. But it should be... People that have done so far in the Premier League should be Sir Alex Ferguson, should be number one on that list.
Well,
there's not, shouldn't even be a contest.
Not sure about that. If it was managers, it'd be Jose Mourinho. But I think the Hall of Fame, this is for players who have retired, so no longer playing. Actually, Wayne Rooney's still playing, but he's not in the Premier League. But David Beckham's my number one. You've gone somehow for Thierry Henry.
Well, you've gone for three Man United players.
I expected that. Did you see what Man United won?
I just expected
Man United have dominated the Premier League for much of its existence.
He's got Phil and Gary Neville down as well as
well,
six
why
and
wouldn't
seven.
They be?
I'm just telling you.
Are you being Nevillist now?
No, I'm just saying, listen, I love both Nevilles.
Oh, you love them both now, do you?
But they're
but
not
you just bagged them
They're
both.
Not in the top 10. They're not in the top 15.
Why wouldn't they?
But they will get inducted, but they're not in that.
How can... I mean, I'm thinking about all those Man United players who played so well, entertained us, won stuff, and Thierry Henry with two... He may have been a great player, but two titles in, what, 8, 9 years?
Oh, he's going up titles again. Oh,
well,
my
it does
word.
Matter.
I give in.
It's part
honestly.
Of the criteria.
Honestly, I give in.
Time now to hear from the Brighton striker, Glenn Murray. He was saying he enjoys having something to fight for with Alex Crook. Now, this is quite bizarre because he and Alex don't really know each other. Why they're having a fight? Huh? Oh, Alex Crook was interviewing him. Still be a good fight.
Obviously, as a professional, you want to play for something, whether that's a promotion or you're fighting for Europe. Or I mean, last year we had the FA Cup and obviously relegation as well. We fought every year. We've been sort of in and around the group that have been fighting, vying off relegation, and we find ourselves in that position again. Yeah, I mean, it's all part and parcel of it. It all depends on where you are in the league, and that there's something to fight for, even if that's internally and a bonus from the club to the players, something like that. So there's always something to fight for.
Do you manage to switch off from it, or are you someone who takes it home with you? You know, after a bad defeat, are you grumpy around the house for a few days? Or
I mean, we're touching on something that I've been working on for 10 years now. And yes, I have got better with it, but unfortunately, it is a job that you take home with you. You can't get away from it. You read the press. You bump into people when you're doing your shopping. And obviously, when you live in the town that you're playing for, people live and breathe it. So it really is difficult to knock off. Like I say, it's something that I've worked on for many years now and I've got better at, but it's still hard to fully take yourself out of the situation.
And just a quick word on Graham Potter. The club showed an incredible show of faith by giving him a new contract within months, really, of taking over. What does he bring to the party as a manager?
Well, I think you can see the style of football we play to become a top 10 Premier League club, and we believe that brand of football is going to get us there. And obviously the gaffers is installing that in this current group, and I'm sure each transfer window that comes along, it'll look to add players that suit his style even more.
Now, time to hear from the former Aston Villa manager, Tim Gillet-Sherwood. And he was saying that Aston Villa have to fight for everything against City in the Carabao Cup final. Well, let me write that down. There's a revelation right there. That Villa have to fight against one of the best teams on the planet. OK, well, let's hear what Tim said then.
Dean Smith can't set his team up not to lose against City. He has to try and find a different way. Hopefully, then go is what he referees decisions. I think they got to play very aggressive, you know, always on the edge, bring the referee into play a little bit. You never know with right call if they go down to 10 men or whatever. You know, I think it gives you more of an opportunity if you go toe-to-toe with them and try and play football, you will beat. I think you just got to make it a nasty game and try and find an edge. It's the only way possible. I think if you're relying on getting bodies behind the ball and safety in numbers, you get beat as well. You know, they did at Villa Park and they got beat 6-1, you know, and they got beat with 10 men, 3-0, you know, by Aston Villa early on in the season as well. Man City. So it's going to be tough. No one expects to go there and win, but he's got to put belief in his side. They can go there and they can cause an upset, because it will be a massive upset if they go there, because we know how serious Pep takes his competition, unfortunately, for Villa.
I'm Adrian Durham and this is TalkSport Daily.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, of course, the podcast is nearly over.
It can't be. You haven't played the best bits of your show, which is the best show on national radio.
Good point, man in the back. Here are the best bits of Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m.
I was back down there as a student. Well, no, I wasn't a student, but my sister was, so I was looking after her. That's got
is this going to improve, up. Hamish? Is this going anywhere, this one? Is it? I mean...
Yes, yeah. You're going to like the punchline, right?
Is it far away?
No.
Okay.
The wife of one of my friends said to me...
I'm fearing a snore,
no,
Hamish.
No, we're giving honestly, 30 seconds.
I'm starting to fear for your safety,
let
buddy.
Let him go. Go on, Jay.
She said, would you like to come out and look at some wild animals? Well, being 18, I thought, all right, I'll go out and look at some rides. So we went out for a drive in the Land Rover, and she parked in the bush some way from town.
She did what?
And before I knew what was happening, she had her hand up my legs.
Okay, stop the clock. Go on.
No, come, I don't hear more of that.
Hold on. She had her hand up your shorts.
Hold on. Tracks. A lot of the tracks outside of the towns are tracks, dirt tracks, roads. And I thought she'd seen some elephant or something to show me. I said, no, I'm not that kind of boy, because she was one of my dad's workmates. I just thought that was funny, because years on later...
Oh, oh no! Years on later! What do you reckon?
What do you think happened?
You married her.
I think...
We've got to get him back, and we stay there, Hamish. I'm going to go, years on later, I married her.
His dad left his mum and shacked up
oh
with her.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say something else. Hamish, years on later, what happened?
Nothing.
Brilliant. Amazing. Only on the train.
Nothing. Years on later, nothing happened. Why would you say that?
And would you believe it? 9 years to the day later.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing happened. That's amazing.
Years on later, nothing happened. Why would you say you... Amazing.
Oh,
that's brilliant.
That's an amazing story.
Well, that's it. Well, nearly it for another podcasty thing. A reminder.
You keep giving us these reminders. How do you think we listen to the show if we don't go to Acast, Spotify or Apple Podcasts?
That's a very good point. I'm not even going to mention it this week then. But before I do go, let me tell you about Game Day.
Game Day.
I don't know why they waste all that money getting that fella to do the voiceovers. I could do that.
Yes, you could, but you're not as good as me.
No, that's a good point. 12:30, it's Brighton and Hove Albion up against Crystal Palace. It's live and exclusive on the TalkSport Network. Then at 3 p.m, you've got Bournemouth. Come on, the Bournemouth against Chelsea. That's live and exclusive to TalkSport 2. Then back to TalkSport for 5:30 and Watford.
Go on, Watford. Actually, forget that. You're wasting time. Watford have got no chance.
Yeah, that's a good point. They play Liverpool, also live on TalkSport. And as if that wasn't enough.
No, it's not enough. What else have you got?
Who is that? Who is that that's shouting out?
It's me.
I know, but you keep shouting out.
Yeah, well, I'm just curious about the games you got.
Well, I'm trying to do a job. Just keep me down a bit.
What do you want,
son? What do you want, son?
Yeah, I do!
Anyway, 4:30, it's Aston Villa against Manchester City. Of course, the Carabao Cup final.
There's no need for that, mate. We'll just keep it down, will you? Sorry.
But that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend. And remember to join me in the fun. Oh, no, of course, I'm not on my show on Monday or Tuesday, am I? I'm on Drive Monday from 4 p.m.
What about Durham?
Right, if you shout out one more time...
I'm just saying.
It's me. Durham's off Monday, Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be safe. Be safe, my friends.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts?
Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.